AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Polls show Donald Trump and Ted Cruz locked in a tight race in Iowa, but Trump is polling considerably better in New Hampshire. That's why Cruz has embarked on a five-day swing through the Granite State, where his numbers began to show some new strength over the weekend. At an event today in Washington, New Hampshire, Cruz refused to respond to Trump's charges that he's a nasty guy.
I have no intention of responding in kind. If he wants to engage in insults, that's his prerogative. I like Donald Trump. I respect Donald Trump. I'm going to keep the focus of this campaign on substance and issues.
Cruz questioned whether Trump is a true conservative, noting donations he's made to Democrats over the years. Trump campaigning in New Hampshire today did not bring up his rival's accusations. There is no truce in the war of words between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, but there could be a truce coming in healthier meal standards for school children.
A Senate bill would revise healthier meal standards put in place over the past few years to give schools more flexibility in what they serve. It won't let schools out of new nutrition rules completely, but it would, for example, scale back or delay standards for whole grains and sodium. Some schools had complained the rules were burdensome. The School Nutrition Association says it worked with the White House and the Agriculture Department in helping lawmakers reach agreement. The Senate Agriculture Committee is scheduled to vote on the measure Wednesday. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
The music world lost an icon today when Glenn Frey, co-founder of the Eagles, died in New York at the age of 67. In 2012, he told the AP the group grew up.
Well, when we were young, we partied after the shows and before the shows and sometimes during the shows. And obviously, when we got back together in 94, I think the playing field had changed and the rules had changed. And, you know, so we've adopted a much more workmanlike, professional sort of approach to what we do.
This is AP Radio News. The search continues for 12 Marines who were aboard two helicopters that crashed off Hawaii last week.
The search is in its fourth day, but there is no sign yet of survivors. Authorities say search crews have found some life rafts that were on board the helicopters. A Coast Guard spokeswoman says she believes three were recovered. Some were inflated, but it's unclear how they were inflated. The two transport helicopters went down off the Oahu coast. Initial reports were that they collided, though the Marines say they don't know if that's what happened. Rescuers have been working around the clock to find the 12 Marines. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The abduction of three Americans from a Baghdad apartment over the weekend is the latest in a series of brazen high-profile kidnappings, undermining confidence in the Iraqi government's ability to control state-sanctioned Shiite militias that have grown up in Iraq. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.